Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice, and I'm joined on the line now by not only one of the stars of the on-form Saracens Mavericks, our local netball Super League team, but actually the skipper, the very captain. It's Sasha Corbin. Good morning and welcome to Verum Sports, Sasha.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, honestly. Goodness me. It's always great to get Mavs news. And you and the team were really on fire last week against a very competitive team, Bath. You comprehensively won in front of a home faithful, 68-45. The team must be buzzing after that.
Yeah, we are buzzing. We're in a really good place as a team. But one thing, when we did play Team Bath, they were without two of their captains. So, of course, that's obviously a huge loss to them, and we understood that. But at the same time, we played a team that's in front of us, and we came out hard, and we wanted to start well and finish well, and I think we did that, yeah.
I mean, goodness me, what's really impressive to me at the moment is I know you had that tough loss against defending champions Wasps, but it's the high power scoring that you guys seem to boast, averaging pretty much 60 points a game. With that type of offense, you're always going to be there or thereabouts, aren't you?
Yeah, and you know what? What's really exciting about our team is the connections that are building within it. Defensively, we're turning over so much ball that we can give our shooters so much opportunities to score, which is something that we've always kind of prided ourselves on, but we're actually delivering on that. So that's something that's really it's giving us a boost, and we trusted in that.
Do you know, it's so important, isn't it? But what was really impressive to me, just on that very point, to read that you guys last week converted 100% of turnover ball into goals. So right from the back to the front, making you, almost the complete team performance.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. We have some real strength there when we get that turnover and we can get it to goal. But that's something, now that we've proven to ourselves that we can do that, and that's not going to be easy every game. That's the first time we've ever done that. So we'll take we'll tick that box, but it's about being able to do that consistently across the board with all of our, either our turnovers and our centre passes. So definitely happy with that, but we want to still push on because we know against those teams again coming around, it's going to be tough.
And as always, as they say, it's a long old season, still plenty of netball ahead. But ultimately, a very, very impressive start to the campaign. One thing I'd like to talk about, I know, and we've discussed really there, it is a total team sport and indeed a squad sport, Sasha. But just tell me a little bit about Georgia Lees starring against Bath a little bit on her birthday, no less.
Yeah, no, she came out and she was firing. Actually, over the last few games, she's come out really strong. One of the main roles for a wing attack is to make sure you're available for ball. You want to be hungry for the ball and you want to be feeding the shooters so that they can score. And she's had some fantastic performances. She got player of the match that game. And I can only see her going from strength to strength, to be honest.
And again, it is the whole squad just seems to have this togetherness. Been speaking to Kat all season, Ratnapala, of course, the head coach and director of netball for the Mavs. And it seems to me that it is pitched as a team in transition, still getting used to one another.
That's right.
With all that being said, well, isn't that quite exciting, given that it seems there's probably plenty more where this came from?
Yeah, I think it's so cool, the potential that we have in our team. We're nowhere near the finished article. There's still so much things to improve on. We still kick ourselves a little bit because we expect more. But that's all part and part of the game. But what's really exciting, I guess, about netball in general is that you have to use pretty much everyone on your team to score. And that's really good, is looking at angles on the court, looking at creative ways to get down the court and doing it with a bit of style as well. And I think our team have that. It's just about, as I said, like just being consistent with it, and being able to make the right choices at the right time, and that's something that we still need to work on.
I guess that's a particular trait, which is an emblem of all consistently successful sporting teams across all sports. Is that, it comes with time, though, doesn't it? And experience.
It does. It does. And also, it comes with, well, the more, as you said, the more you play, the more you get to know each other, the more you build connections, but also the more you play, the more you believe in each other and trust each other to give those balls that you want players to get on the end of. So That is definitely coming. As I said, so much potential in this team. We've got a huge squad, there's 15 of us.
Nice.
And anyone really can play the game and fit in nicely into that squad, because Kat is changing the team a lot and there are people coming on and playing. So it's great to be able to rotate the bench like that for everyone to get that experience.
And I guess also that competition for places within a very much focused team atmosphere is a very healthy place, because I guess it keeps you all focused on your individual needs and making sure your own A game is in place. Everybody's A game is in place. Each cog works, the machine functions beautifully.
Yeah, you're right. It's great to have that in the team, because it does make you step up. You get the opportunity, you take it. Keep learning as an individual, but of course it is all about the team. So anyone that does step into a role, we expect them to do a job, because we still want to come out on top at the end of the game. But of course people have different experiences, but it's just about kind of getting everyone on the same page.
Do you know, Sasha, I'm really appreciating your kind of passion and your insights. It's been wonderful for me to chat to the Mavs this season. Just give me an insight into this from your perspective. It must be great. Not only are you buzzing, second in the league and the Mavs are doing well, but just taking a deep breath, objectively stepping back, netball itself is in a wonderfully healthy place, isn't it? The Red Roses are looking like world beaters. Sky's involved. Crowds are up. Professionalism is in. What a wonderful time for your sport. And I guess you and all of involved with the Super League are kind of pioneering and going to make this sport of yours grow and grow.
Yeah, and it is fantastic. Of course, I think the Commonwealth Games had a huge impact on that. England coming away with gold, a lot of people getting involved and wanting to take up the sport again, taking an interest, going online, having a look where the games are being played, looking on TV, seeing the girls playing at the highest level has sparked a lot of interest. It's so great to have that, and we only want to continue to grow that, have more people writing about it, have more people showcasing different profiles of players. We really want to be able to push that, because it is a game that I'm extremely passionate about.
Sure.
Every player that plays is extremely passionate about, and we just want to shout about it and let people know how great the game is.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, your energy is wonderful, and goodness me, if you replicate that on the court, I wouldn't want to be coming up against you, Sasha. I tell you, goodness me. But I guess leaping forward slightly to Monday the 25th, the next game again, Hart Sports Village, in front of the enthusiastic Mavs faithful crowd against bottom place London Pulse. Again, on paper, you're going in as favourites. You've got that momentum. I guess you will all be aware. I know Kat will be making you aware that ultimately, this is a game. That means that what's happened in the past is done in history, and you've got to deliver.
For sure. And I always find that teams, especially where Pulse are at, they have absolutely nothing to lose. They're going to come out hard and firing, and we know that. And there's always that team that might be a bogey team for you that
sure.
you just can't get over the line with. And it's really important that we stick to task in this game and continue the things that we've been doing and see if we can push on and really prove to ourselves that we are in a really good place. Because it would be, we obviously expect to win that
yes.
game, but of course, we just need to be able to stick to the processes to get there, and that's going to be really important.
Do you know what? You've nailed it. That is the key word that every successful athlete, every successful sporting team talk about. And it applies across all walks of life. It's a process. If you control the controllables and over time, then these all lead to a very healthy culture, a very healthy place to be. Sasha, for me, it's been more than healthy, more than educational, but quite frankly, a lot of fun chatting to you as well this morning. I think it's wonderful to support the Mavs, and I wanted you to give us the website so listeners can get involved and cheer you on and support you, just learn more about you and the team as you have this continued success.
Yeah, just go onto Google and just type in Mavericks Netball and have a look at our website and have a look where the games are. We've got a game as well coming up at MK Arena against the Wasps, and that's obviously the top team of the Super League, and we really want to sell out that crowd. There's over 3,000 seats in there, and we'd love to have everyone, like people, come down and watch it. If you've never watched it before, I'm telling you, the game is very fast, it's serious, there's a lot of contact. I know netball's not supposed to be contact sport, but it happens, and the crowd go crazy when it does happen because it's exciting, and there's some fantastic shots being taken. So if you can, please come down and watch. The game against Pulse is sold out, so you can't watch that game, but we really want to push the one that's at MK Arena in Milton Keynes.
Perfect. And listen, we'll big that up along the way and always get behind you. Great result last week. Wish you and all of the Mavs every continued success as you build to that game on Monday. Have a brilliant rest of your weekend session. Honestly, thank you so much for your time just now.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Thanks a million.